When I talk with you folks about vocational rehabilitation, I'm speaking from personal experience. Like many other Minnesota boys, I was wounded in World War II. While on a combat patrol with the Marines at Bougainville, a Japanese bullet shattered my jawbone and passed through my neck, causing partial paralysis of my face and shoulder. In a naval hospital, I benefited from rehabilitation and saw the miracles performed for our injured veterans. There, I concluded that these same benefits should be made available to the housewife injured from a fall down the steps, or the working man hurt on an industrial machine, or the farmer who lost his arm in the corn shedder. What is rehabilitation? It means learning new skills which use the muscles and abilities that are left after a crippling sickness or injury. Not long ago on one of these programs, we looked at some startling facts about what Minnesota does and fails to do for our disabled people. You may remember that the state rehabilitation program reaches only one person out of the 7 or 8 disabled each year in Minnesota. But accidents and diseases don't happen to averages or statistics. They happen to individual people. And that's why I'd like to tell you today about two Minnesotans who have had to make an uphill fight, almost alone, against crippling illness. Fred Van Hull and I were football teammates at the university 13 years ago. I asked Fred to tell you something about his experiences himself. Here are some of the things he said, recorded between programs at KEYD, where Fred is a radio announcer.
Well, I got polio in August 1949, just 3 years ago now. Well, it was a year practically before I looked for any rehabilitation. I was 4 months in the iron lung and then an awful lot of physical rehabilitation at Sheltering Arms under the National Foundation. However, when I did decide to look around, there was a life to be led and look for something to do, I did ask for advice. And believe me, that advice is hard to get. I was fortunate in having some GI time left on my GI Bill of Rights. So I decided, more or less on my own with the advice of some of my friends, to get into radio. So I entered school on my own under the GI Bill. But the point is that I did apply for some advice 2 years ago, and so far I haven't heard from the rehab people. Now I know they're busy, and I think that's the point of our conversation, is the fact that they're too busy to take care of us.
Another injured person who needed rehabilitation but couldn't get it in Minnesota is Miss Mary Witham, who suffered a broken back. Mary recorded her own story for us in her gift shop at Bloomington and Lake Streets in Minneapolis.
I was going to university in 1942, and at the time my bridge collapsed and the class I was in was on it. So I was in the university hospital in the health service for 3 years. Then my father found out about the school in New York. It was called the Institute for the Crippled and Disabled. And I went there for a little over 3 months. It would generally take someone about a month or a month and a half to go through the school. And when I came back, I worked for 2 years at Homer's studio, and then I started a gift shop of my own. Been running that for 2 years.
Mary says she's bitter about her experiences in connection with the Minnesota Rehabilitation Program. And yet she and Fred are among the lucky ones, for she was able to travel to the East Coast to find the help she needed. And Fred had the advantage of the GI Bill. But there are thousands who are not so lucky. It's estimated that there is a backlog of 40,000 people who need rehabilitation in Minnesota today. People who can do nothing but sit at home and wait for a call which may never come from a state rehabilitation worker. Yet at present, 40 states do more for their disabled than Minnesota. As governor of this state, I pledge to you I will use all of my influence to see that Minnesota has an adequate rehabilitation program. Thank you for listening.